Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I hope you missed me last week. I missed you as we were off for the 4th of July holiday, but it's good to be back together again this Wednesday morning. It's heating up here in California, and I hope you're safe wherever it is you are and comfortable. Not too many floodwaters and not too high a heat for you. This morning, I'm coming to you from my study here at the church and standing in front of this picture, which is a picture of Atlanta that we got when we attended the 1996 Summer Olympics, Summer Olympic Games there in Atlanta. And this was a souvenir that we picked up. We just watched. We did not compete. But I'm standing in front of this as I think about sports this week, and it's a weird week to be thinking about sports because there's not a lot going on in the sports world this week, or at least during the middle of this week. We've had the Major League Baseball All-Star Game yesterday, but otherwise, baseball won't resume until Friday, and the other major sports aren't playing. There is the WNBA going on, and golf, of course, motorsports. But another sporting event that's happening right now, which we haven't talked about yet, is one of my favorites. That's the Tour de France, which is happening in France right now. And if you're not familiar, that is the granddaddy of all stage cycling races. It's a three-week race on bikes goes for 23 days. That over those 23 days, the riders ride 21 stages. They get the two Mondays off during the course of the stage, and so today is actually stage 12, I believe, if I've counted correctly. It's a grueling race, and when we think about cycling, oftentimes we think it would be more of an individualistic sport, and it can be. But the reality is, in the Tour de France, every cyclist is a part of a team. And that team, on that team, everybody plays a role. On some of the teams, they have a cyclist who is competing for the overall lead of the Tour to try and win the lowest cumulative time over all 21 stages. In other teams, there are cyclists who are specialists in sprinting, riding really fast for really short distances. They still have to ride the entire Tour and finish every stage, but at the end of certain stages, they're flat and finishes where the fastest cyclists in those final few meters compete for a victory. And they're specialists in that way. The Tour always rides through the Pyrenees and the Alps, and so a lot of climbing stages, riding bicycles up very steep terrain, and then of course you have the descents, and there are people who are very good at going very quickly down a hill and making turns. Every rider plays a role and has a specialty, and they work together, especially for those who are qualifying or trying to race for the overall race win. Even teams that have a sprinter work to get their sprinter up to the front so that they can compete there right at the end of the race. Maybe more than you would ever care to know about cycling. One of the interesting things right now is Nielsen Paulus is one of the American cyclists who is riding, and he's actually from Sacramento, and he is currently the wearer of the polka dot jersey, which is the King of the Mountain competition. I won't explain it to you. And Sepp Kuss, who is also an American rider from Durango, Colorado, helps as a domestique. Those are some of the riders on the team, help leads his team's candidate for the overall lead, Jonas Vingegaard, up the mountains when they are climbing. Anyway, every rider has a role on the team. Every rider has different gifts that they bring to that team. And whether you're a cyclist or not, we each have different gifts, different roles that we can fill. We're all on lots of different types of teams. Maybe you're on a work team. Maybe your family unit works as a team. Maybe you attend church and you're on a committee or a ministry team. I think today I encourage you to reflect upon what gifts do you have and how are you using those in support of a team and of an overall objective or goal. If you're not using your gifts to their fullest potential, I encourage you to begin training in order that you might do so. Summer oftentimes is a time where we are making plans towards a new ministry year and things slow down and then when we hit the fall, things ramp back up, not only in the life of the church, but in our personal lives as well. Summer, you know, our schedules change. So as you're thinking about this fall, how might you be preparing to contribute to a goal, to a team that you might be a part of? And if you're looking for a team and don't know if you have one, feel free to reach out to us here at Ascension, and we'd be glad to have you join our team and put your gifts to work within the ministries we have here. Thanks for spending this part of your day with me. Stay cool, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Take care. Thank you.